Kyle Chisholm, post race Glendale.
I don't know how you, bro.
Get out of his way. Glendale. Had to get through the LCQ, which is never fun. It's never fun to do that, but main event, just, you know, Chiz is going to Chiz. You're going to, like I told A-Ray, you're going to put in 20 plus one, right?
Yeah, I mean, I told him if there's another 20 right now, I could go again, but he's, he was tired, so I had to put it to him, the old man.
Yeah, I'd like to see the lap times between him. He's probably going a lot faster, but then he's also probably got some laps that are like 2 seconds slower, and you're just like this steady graph.
No, it's good. We have fun. We have a fun little group of guys. So they bust my balls all the time, being the old guy here. Yeah. But I remind them that Chad is racing too, so I'm not that old.
People at the dealer side and come up like, dang, Chiz, you're still racing? Damn. I got so many posters of you.
I thought you died.
I have a stack this tall of Chiz posters. I get one every year.
Yeah, think about it. Think how many team posters Chiz has. Just 800.
2004 right. To now.
No, it's good. We're having fun. And for me personally, did some work on the bike this week, and I think it's better. So I feel like I finally got to a good base where I can kind of just work on riding and putting the work in during the week. I really honestly haven't rode laps. Like, probably the most laps I've done is like 5 laps at a time, because I'm just been trying to test and get the bike comfortable. It's a new bike for me, new team, and I'm short on time coming into the season from my knee surgery. So, but I feel pretty good now and put in some work these next few weeks, and I think I'll get better through these West Coast ones. And by the time we go east, should be at a pretty good spot, I think. Yeah.
And your bike wise, like you said, you've been putting in some work. I talked to you a little bit. You weren't stoked with like sort of how things were going early on, but is things going down that path the right way?
Yeah, no, we're doing good. I mean, it's hard because the team is pretty new for the most part too. You know, I think last year was our first year, and for me, it's a new bike, and I'm like I said, short on time. So even if I was on the same bike as I was last year, I still haven't rode that much. You know, just from coming back from being hurt. So I need to get better. I need to just put time on the bike too and learn the bike and learn what to tell the team to change on the bike. You know, they're doing a great job, you know, working on it with me, but I need to communicate to them what I need the bike to do. But I don't know that until I keep getting time on the bike. So, but yeah, like I said, we made some good progress this week. All day today until pretty much the main event, I was testing, trying different stuff every time I rode. So when you do that, it's hard because I go into the whoops and I'm like, well, what's my bike going to do this time, you know? So you just don't have that confidence because you don't know what it's going to do. But like I said, I think we're in a good spot. I can kind of just work on me and try to get better each week.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.